You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. California takes pride in a lot of things. The most populous state, we have beautiful beaches, stunning mountains, some of the nation's most popular national parks. California's farms feed the nation, Hollywood entertains the world, and our technology companies are defining the future. But some say the state is simply too big, too unruly, and too diverse to govern. Our next guest, Silicon Valley entrepreneur Tim Draper, is leading the latest effort to break California up, in this case, into six separate states. His team is currently gathering signatures to put the issue before voters later this year. Tim Draper joins us now. Tim, welcome to Valley Edition.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Tim, you're a successful Silicon Valley entrepreneur. Why are you wading into a complex issue like this one that can be, for lack of a better term, a political minefield? Why now?
Well, California used to be the best state in the union for education, and it used to be the best state in the union. We had great infrastructure. We used to have plenty of employment. We used to have a lot of great things going for us. That was 40 or 50 years ago. People are still thinking that that is the California. We are the worst managed state, according to 24/7, of all the states. We are 50th. We spend the most for education, and we are 46th. We spend among the most for prisons, and we have one of the highest recidivism rates. We used to have infrastructure at where infrastructure spending was 26%. Now it's only 3% of our budget. Something's wrong. And I think it's just California's gotten to be too big, too unwieldy, and it is ungovernable. There's some good people who have tried to govern California over these years, but somehow, some way, it is ungovernable. It is, and my belief is that it is just too big. There are too many people with too many different interests, and we have lost touch with our government. And the reason I personally am doing it, I love living here. I love the weather. I love the technology. I love Hollywood. I love the Central Valley. and I want my children and their children and their children to all experience a positive experience as they live in California. With an education system that's 46th in the nation, I'm not comfortable having my children and my children's children here. So I'm looking for a way for us to get out. And the best way to get out, I believe, is to have six Californias to allow us all to be more local to our government and to make it so that we have a refresh. We have a fresh start. People's initial reaction is, why would you want to break up California? But then when they realize that what you're really doing is creating six new states, and we're giving people a choice now, a choice of states. If they are Californians, they'll have a choice of six states where they can live. And whenever there's a choice, services get improved.
So, Tim, tell us...
And costs go down.
Tell us specifically about your plan and these six states that you're talking about here.
Well, the six states we've drawn various lines for where the six states would be created, but individual counties also have a choice. They can vote to move into another state, and if that state accepts them, they could be a part of a different state. So, but we've defined states as way up north is Jefferson, where the people of Jefferson are very anxious to break away from California because they are the have-nots of the current regime. And they are saying, we are getting taxation without representation. We want to manage ourselves. We want to govern ourselves. We don't really want to be a part of whatever Californians are telling us what we have to be. The next group is in North California, which would be Sacramento moved all the way across to Marin County. That would be the next state. Then Silicon Valley would be on the West Coast, moving down to about Santa Cruz. And then And then the Central Valley would be one state, Central California. And then Los Angeles and its surrounding areas would be West California. And then down below that would be South California, where San Diego is. and even the names aren't set in stone. I'm really putting this up there for Californians to create new states, and they can name them whatever they want. They can create their own state bird. They can create their own flags. We're going to be setting up software that allows people to crowdsource the state flag, and then we're encouraging people to work on their constitution through crowdsourcing. All of these constitutions are going to have sort of a standard look to them, but then people are going to be able to change whatever they want about their own constitution.
If you just joined us,
we think this is a great opportunity for Californians to do a restart, to do a refresh of their state, and to allow them to allow us all to live in a better state. If these six states just end up being average states for the U.S., we're all way better off, because we're 50th. We're the worst state in the union, worst managed state in the union, and we have been for the last 3 years. And people say, well, then it can't get any worse. Well, that isn't true. It can get worse. We'll be 50th, but we'll just keep getting worse. And with that that trend, I really am afraid for our children and our grandchildren.
Tim, you were talking about these states, if they're being average states, if they thus turn out to be the average U.S. state. And I think that's one of the concerns that I'm hearing from people, is that these states wouldn't be equal. They wouldn't be average, at least in terms of their assets and their average incomes. You're going to have a couple of states that are among the poorest in the nation. Central California, Jefferson would be near the bottom of the current 50 states if you look at per capita income. And you would have Silicon Valley and the state of West California that would be incredibly affluent. And how do you get around that issue of this great divide? It's part of the concern that you have about California being ungovernable, and that we're so diverse and folks in Silicon Valley may not have much in common with farm workers in Lamont or Arvin. How do you get around that divide, even with this proposal?
Well, what you're looking at are statistics in the current regime. The current regime is harming Central California. It's harming the people up in North and Jefferson. It is not doing them a good service, because they are the have-nots of the current regime. They are actually tend to be the most enthusiastic about having their own state, because then they can they can have a new platform from which they can grow. If you set up a really nice platform for governance, great things can happen. And so I'm thinking that all six of these states are going to be the wealthiest states in the country, all six, because they're going to have new platforms for growth, they're going to be more local to their people, and they're going to be more relevant to their people. And government is us. We the people. We are the government, and we need to take an active role in our own government. That's very hard to do if 38 million people all have one state government.
Again,
so it really needs to be, it's time for us to create six new Californias. It's time for us to create six new states.
Again, if you just joined us on Valley Edition today, we're talking with Silicon Valley entrepreneur Tim Draper. He's leading the latest effort to break California up into six new states. Tim, this isn't the first time this idea has been advanced. In fact, the first proposal to break up California dates all the way back to 1859, when the southern part of the state voted to split off. In fact, the whole state voted to split the southern part of the state off from the rest of California. Congress didn't take action on that proposal, and other plans, such as the one advanced by the folks in Jefferson, have fallen on deaf ears over the years. What makes this proposal different this time around?
Well, I think if Californians vote to create six Californias, we are going to be determined to make sure that we get six Californians. And with 38 million people, that's a lot of voters, and that's a lot of influence over the federal government. So I'm hoping that that momentum rolls all the way through Congress and ends up making it a law. Now, even if it doesn't, during the time after this initiative gets passed, and before the federal government allows us to have six states, we are allowing the counties to choose the state that's right for them, and people will have much more freedom as to where they want to be governed, and so we'll have choice even before those are states, because there will. The way the initiative is written is that the counties, that the states will have to compete for the counties, and the counties can self-organize and create more choices for, it creates more choices for the counties, it creates more choices for the, for Californians.
How do you propose going about breaking up this complex infrastructure that it's taken 165 years to create in some cases? There's a lot of tangled legal webs that go back years and even are contentious today as a whole state, different parts of the state having warring factions over things like water and things. How do you address issues like that moving forward in this new California that's in essence balkanized?
Well, the infrastructure in California is falling apart. We have something like 30% leakage in water. They have not applied modern technology to our water system. Our water system, we can have sensors throughout our water system. We can figure out where those leaks are, and we can plug those leaks. We'll end up with a lot more water. The other thing is that we don't do time division on water. It's only spatially done, and with time division, you can actually end up with more water in the right places at the right times. If we have a big storm, that water isn't captured. We have the worst infrastructure for this. I mean, sure, it's been here for 100 years. It has not been kept up. When we spend 3% on infrastructure, that is not working. And so when six new Californians start, various states will be able to set up whatever infrastructure they want, and if water is the big issue, then water it'll be. If traffic's the big issue, traffic it'll be. Freeways it'll be. So I think by having choice and allowing people to choose which state they want to be a part of, and allowing those states to then be more localized, everybody's going to be better off. And it's going to cost less. California's trying to be all things to all people, and by doing that, they're being nothing for anyone. And it's not working. I can shout from the mountaintop. It is not working. We're 50th. We're the worst state in the union as we are managed, but we can be the great state that we were if we are more local to our government and our government is more relevant to us.
Here's a comment from a listener on Twitter. Jim in Tulare County says, this idea needs to die a quick death, a bad idea in so many ways. End up with two fairly wealthy states and four desperately poor. Tulare, Fresno, Merced area state, Mississippi West, bad idea. What do you see, Tim, as the role or the place for Central California in this new division of states? How can it hold its own with these other more powerful, more glamorous states, perhaps?
Central California feeds the country. In some ways, it feeds the world. They have a lot of influence over the world. Central California has a lot of clout, and in negotiating with the other states, I think they're in a very strong position. I think Central California will do extraordinarily well in having their own state. In the current situation, they are the have-nots. They are the ones that, with our current regime, are constantly battling for water. They take the prisoners of most of the other states, and they can certainly negotiate with other states on that. I think Central California has a great future here. I think that guy is misinformed.
You mentioned a couple of times now the current regime and your dissatisfaction with the way Sacramento is run. And over the past few years, there have been...
It's not just my dissatisfaction. We are 50th. How could we be satisfied? Who's satisfied with 50th? Who's happy that we are the 50th? We are the worst-run state in the nation. Who could be?
And Tim, my point here is that in the past few years when California, the last few years of the last decade when California was dealing with mammoth budget deficits and budget showdowns and the lack of a budget, it took several months to get budgets, and sometimes there was this thread that California is ungovernable. But the current narrative seems to be that California is on a comeback, that the budget situation has improved. Certainly there are a lot of problems. You've mentioned the current 3 years. Is this a political dissatisfaction with Governor Brown that's driving this? You didn't mention the past 5 years or the past 10 years. Is this a partisan issue in your view?
No. I actually used to be a Republican, and then I was sort of a Democrat, and then I just decided that I was not declared because I believe that the two parties are two sides of the same coin. We need to do something about that too. But from your earlier point, I mean, this has nothing to do with Governor Brown. He's great. He's doing great things, but he can't. It's not doable. And just because I said the last 3 years, I think that's as long as they have data for. But I think before that, I don't know whether there was data. This is just I'm just reading from the data. The data says that California, for the last 3 years running, is the worst governed state in the world.
Well,
in the country.
Certainly
maybe not in the world.
Certainly going to be interesting to see how this plays out, and it will be something that we certainly are watching here in Central California and across the state. Again, our guest today on Valley Edition has been Tim Draper. He is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur who is leading the effort to put an issue before voters in November to split California into 6 states. Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.